Okay, go ahead, Ray.
I just seconded Thomas's amendment.
Okay, but you're not on the staff. You don't want to speak?
No, not now. Thank
okay,
you.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Thank you. First of all, just to clarify this whole thing, the motion itself.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. 15 minutes left.
Just the amendment. Second amendment. Wendy.
Go ahead.
We're addressing the second amendment.
I would urge the board to oppose the amendment because there is nothing more important than figuring out what we're going to be doing for the next forever. This board changes out every year, and we don't have that much time. There's nothing more important than figuring out what we're going to do and strategic planning, and we spent a good deal of time already on this at the Houston meeting, where we came up with that great, amazing list of goals. This is merely a thing to refine those goals, and what it really is strategic planning. I mean, I wouldn't call it the end-all, be-all. It's going to take us maybe years to come up with a strategic plan that we all agree on, and we've got to get moving on it. The original motion that we're talking about happened to say that we wanted the staff to be in on the meeting, so if we want them to come to our session on Friday, then we need to let them know right now. So anyway, I would oppose the amendment. Do not limit the foundation's future, because I don't know why people are asking for this. Maybe they have other plans for Friday. The coordinating committee is the one who plans this stuff, so tell them what you want.
Okay.
Can I be on the staff?
Who's that, Thomas?
Yes. I'm on. I appreciate Wendy's argument. The only concern is the one that Lisa raised earlier. I don't know what the rest of the agenda for the weekend is. We can always move to extend. Matter of fact, I can appreciate that the coordinating committee thinks this is urgent. The subject matter sounds very important. That's why I didn't want it to go to July. I didn't see why in the world we would deal with something that could very well affect a lot of what we're doing this year, and we put it off until the July meeting. Let's try to deal with it as soon as possible. But I'm not sure that we need more than 3 hours to deal with this matter. I'm not sure we need 3 hours. But if we do, after we get the agenda, we could, in the middle of the meeting, we can move to extend the time. And that just seems to be better to me. If we had the whole agenda here before us, then we would be able to make an informed judgment about this time issue. But Lisa brought up a very good point.
Thank you. Okay. Hello?
Dave.
Okay, so I've exhausted the list, so we go to any objections to going ahead and voting on the amendment.
Do you hear Dave trying to get your attention?
Dave? I'm sorry, Wendy.
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah, I just...
I can't hear him.
I wish we would vote the original amendment, the original motion after having heard the debate. If we use a little common sense, the thing says to spend Friday. If other things come up, the coordinating committee can make recommendations to add it. We can always amend the thing later.
Point of order. I don't think that the comment, if we use a little common sense, was necessary. I really don't think so. Everything is not obvious to people what people mean.
Thanks.
And I don't think this talk is today, if you use common sense, I don't think
that's
in
order. Thank you very much, and I request everybody, respect everybody else. And let's...
I have another quick comment.
Question.
No quick comment. Go ahead, Dave.
I'm calling all pending questions.
Okay, Dave is calling all pending questions.
Second.
Okay. So let's see here. That will include the second amendment. And the First Amendment will precede the First Amendment and then the amendment as amended. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Correct. So point of order.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead, Dave.
I believe Thomas's is actually a substitute for the amendment and the original main motion.
Well, the substitute, substitute is also an amendment, really.
Right, right.
So it doesn't matter. So, on all pending questions, so we're going to vote on it. Go ahead, Mary, take a vote. Any objections to...
Please reread the amendment.
Yes, read which, because there are two, so just which
okay,
one are
the
we...
one that's on the floor right now.
Yeah.
The three-hour one?
On the floor. Well, the second amendment is... The second amendment is by Thomas. He said the strike time frame shall address preferably, should be no more than 3 hours addressing goals and strategic plans, right?
That's what we're voting on right now?
On Friday.
Yes,
yes, okay.
On Friday,
okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Mr. Go ahead, Mary.
Okay. A.C. Berg. Don't hear A.C. Are you muted? Thomas.
Yes.
Rob Robinson. I don't hear Rob. Okay. Lisa Davis.
I'll have to see.
Okay. Ray LaForest.
Yes.
Rick Robbins.
I pass.
Chandra Hoffman.
No.
Wendy Schroll.
The coordinating committee was unanimous. I say no.
Wendy?
You say no. Michael Woodson. Michael Woodson.
Michael Woodson says no.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Don White.
No.
Mary Berg says no. Sarve? Oh, wait, you're chair. Okay, Lydia?
No.
Bob Litterer?
No.
And is Sandra Rowland, did she leave the call or simply mute? Sandra, are you...
She left it.
I think she left the call. All right. Dave Adelson?
No.
Now, Rip? Back to you.
No.
You both know. Okay. Is there anyone present whose name I did not call?
Rob Robinson.
Okay, Rob.
I vote no.
You vote no. Okay. And A.C. Bird, are you muted or... Huh?
No.
You vote no. Okay. Well, it's... okay.
I have a point of order. After the vote, I'd like to voice
okay. Okay, sure.
Well, there are two yeses. I have 11 no's and one abstention.
Okay, thank you. The motion, the amendment is defeated, and we'll go to the First Amendment.
Point of order.
Yes.
I'll accept the vote as that just took place, but I noticed that some people didn't say anything when their name was called, and then, I mean, didn't say anything. And then it came back around, and then they said something. If you're off the vote, you're off the vote. If you're not going to vote, you ought to be counted as having abstained. So, I mean, if we got a, I know we're on a telephone call, but we're making the vote. We don't need to look to other people's votes to make a determination. That's what it seemed to be. So,
right.
Maybe if we win a certain pattern, that would be better,
thank
but I'm going to adjust
order.
It next time.
Thank you. Okay.
Order.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, the reason for allowing people to speak in when they haven't spoken, I think, has to do with the problem some people have had with muting themselves and getting heard.
Right.
Okay. Let's get to First Amendment.
Okay. So, that one.
Lisa, with amendment.
That was Lydia's motion that says, I didn't write this to you, that the PNB shall address issues, goals, and priorities, preferably on Friday. And there was more to it. I tended to get it off
okay.
the audio.
If I may,
if
okay.
you have the exact language, I'd appreciate your sending it to me, then I won't get it off
okay,
the
if
audio.
It passes, that the PMB at the Washington, D.C. meeting address goals and strategic planning development and the coordinating committee develop a concrete plan for the process, comma, preferably on Friday, period.
Okay. Will you mail me that, Lydia?
Okay.
That would be... Okay. Now, we're voting on that motion. Okay, so... Okay, let's see. Okay, Bob Lutterer?
Yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
Barb? Oh, wait, you're not voting. I'm sorry, Dave.
I apologize deeply. Could you repeat the motion language? I was distracted.
That the PMB at the Washington, D.C. meeting address goals and strategic planning development, and the coordinating committee develop a concrete plan for that process, preferably on Friday.
Yes.
Mary Burke says yes. Don White?
Yes.
Michael Woodson? Michael Woodson, are you there?
Michael, yes.
You vote yes?
Yes.
You? Wendy Schroll? Wendy Schroll. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Wendy? I'll come back. Ray LaFors?
Yes.
Chandra Hauptman?
Can you repeat it, Mary?
Lydia's repeating it. Lydia, can
okay.
you read it again?
Yes. That the PMB at the Washington, D.C. meeting address goals and strategic planning development, and that the coordinating committee develop a concrete plan for that process, preferably on Friday.
Yes.
Rib?
I'm voting yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
I vote yes.
Thomas Ruffin?
Yes.
A.C. Bird on the call, or is he muted?
Yes.
You vote yes.
Okay. Yes.
I did not have any no votes that
Hello?
I see here.
I'm Hello? Sorry, I got cut off.
Oh, who is this? Wendy?
Yeah, I'm just telling you I'm back.
Okay, so how do you vote?
Oh, are you still on the vote? I thought I missed it.
Yes, you're the... Yeah, you... I don't have a vote.
I vote no, because I want the original motion.
Okay.
All right, Mary, this is Lauren. Sorry, I was...
Oh, Lauren, you're on. Great,
yeah,
okay.
I've been off. Actually, I was ill, so... But I'll abstain on this one since I didn't really hear all of the
I have not. I didn't know that you were present. How long have you been
okay.
present?
I don't know, the last 5 minutes or so.
Mary?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mr. Chair, there's 2 minutes left on this item.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, it definitely passes.
All right. Let's get... So the amendment passes, and now we'll go to the main motion as amended. We're going to vote on that. Go ahead, Mary.
Now, what was that motion? I'm sorry. I
Any objections to a main motion as amended?
Oh, okay.
Let me ask, is there any objections to main motion as amended? Hearing none, the main motion as amended is passed.
Right.
Thank you very much.
So may I go to the next motion, Mr. Chair?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, before I do that, I'd like to ask an extension of time for 12 minutes to allow us to deal with the remaining two coordinating committee motion issues.
I second that.
Motion flashers.
Any objections to extension of time for 12 minutes? Hearing none, the time is extended for 12 minutes. Thomas, would you take note of that?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, the next motion is, oh God, hang on a second. This relates to the Democracy Now! Contract negotiation process, and that is something that the board asked the coordinating committee to address and bring back to it for a recommendation. In Houston, we were asked to do that. And the basic state of it is that we need a contract. I guess the current contract expires in September of this year. Is that correct, Greg?
Yes.
Okay. So the process that the committee is recommending, and this is to take into account the fact that a number of people around the network have expressed an interest in having some input into the process, and including management around the network, and the fact that we envision that there's two real stages of this. One is an internal process by which we identify the issues of importance to the negotiation, of importance to the institution, the Pacifica, in its negotiations with Democracy Now. And then the second step is actually engaging in that negotiation with Democracy Now and the recognition that there may be distinct groupings that are best to do both of those processes. So the motion from the committee is that a task force be formed to engage in internal discussions to establish Pacifica's negotiating position. This task force shall be populated by the ED, the CFO, and staff who have already expressed interest in serving on the task force, and by a PNB member from the coordinating committee from each station signal area. In the event that any station area is not represented, then any PNB member from that station may serve. No inclusion of corporate counsel was agreed on during an initial reading of this motion, but we did not state it in the final version as read by the maker. Then after 2 months of internal discussion, the task force will present recommendations to the PNB by the April PNB meeting regarding the structure and composition of the team that will negotiate the Democracy Now! Contract. The PNB will approve the structure of the negotiating team, and the contract will be negotiated by the negotiating team between May and the end of August with input from the task force. The board will be presented with the draft contract at its August teleconference. And I'll just add the rationale that was discussed in the coordinating committee about having coordinating committee members on that task force is that the coordinating committee is the body identified as the as responsible for contract review, and then also because the other part of it for not making it the coordinating committee was the fact that it was felt that A, we didn't need that many members, and B, we might not have, there might be members of the coordinating committee that didn't choose to serve. So that's the rationale for the structure of it. That's our motion. Two steps, a negotiating team, a task force to develop an internal position. That task force spends 2 months, comes to the board and says this should be the negotiating team. The negotiating team structures approved. The negotiating team takes the negotiating positions developed by the task force and negotiates the contract.
This is Lydia. I'd like to move to amend.
Just before we open the stack here, Dave, just one point of just the information from my own side here. This note that you have attached here from the committee, could you elaborate on that a little bit?
It was in the minutes, and apparently what happened was the secretary noted that when the motion was originally read, the language included the Foundation Council.
Right.
Nobody commented on it during the debate. But when the motion was reread before the vote, that was omitted. So I put that
in
there.
Was that maybe oversight?
It may be, but since that was what the secretary noted, I didn't want to establish it one way or another, and I think it would be reasonable to just have an amendment to explicitly include it.
Thank
may
you.
I speak to that?
Okay, just a second.
This was the reason I did it that way is for the sake of accuracy.
Just
well,
second, Mary. Mary.
Greg
Mary?
Had mentioned the corporate
Mary?
Council.
Mary.
When you asked.
It's very difficult to. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you the chair, sir?
Yes.
Oh, I thought not. I thought Dave was chair. Okay. Who is chair? Okay. Well, you asked for clarification. Who is chairing, please? I thought it was Dave again. Am I wrong?
Mary?
Yes, sir.
Unless Dave is the coordinating counsel and he is presenting these motions. And so he handed over the chair to me so that he could participate.
Okay.
And that's what I'm doing. And so please pay attention
okay.
to that.
Now you're
Go
the
ahead.
Chair. Okay. Well, you asked about that note, and this was my first draft minutes. I had expected to get comment back. Ambrose Lane and Greg Gumma both included the corporate counsel when they were first discussing this. It did not happen to get into the final version that is read that we voted on, and it should be corrected to include that, but I did not take it on myself to do that.
Thank
the final
you.
Draft,
okay.
it will be corrected that
Thank
way,
you.
Presumably.
Sorry, may I be on the stack?
One well taken. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so my amendment is to include after in the second sentence by the ED, the CFO, comma, corporate counsel, and then the rest. And then in the continuing in the same sentence where it says after the semicolon and by a PMB member, I would like that to be and by one PMB member, etc. And in the sentence after that, it would also, instead of then any PMB member, then any one PMB member, just for point, just for clarification.
Okay.
Did you get that, Mary? Did you get hold
yes,
of it?
Yes, I have that.
And I second.
Okay, just a second here. You get it? You have Bo and the corporate counsel. Okay, go ahead, Lisa.
No, I said I second her amendment.
Oh, okay, you second. Okay.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
And stop. Yeah, I guess for Dave, the language about in the event that any station area is not represented, I assume right that that's meaning if somebody who's on the coordinating committee declines to serve on the task force, then someone else could. Is that what was meant there?
Yes.
I think that's what it said, actually. Let me check.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go by the motion that Dave has put forward. We'll go by that.
Well,
okay, so motion has been seconded. Any discussion on that amendment? Any objection to the amendment? Hearing none, the amendment passes. Let's go to the main motion as amended. Any discussion on that? No discussion
no.
on that. Discussion closes. Any objection to passing the motion as amended? None. The motion passes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, there are 3 minutes left on this item.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, two things. First, the issue now becomes the populating that body, and perhaps we could just take volunteers from the coordinating committee to do that. The other item from the committee was the calendar that was sent around, that I sent around over a week ago. There were people, that was the coordinating committee had agreed that we would transmit it, but that it wasn't necessarily the coordinating committee's recommendation as a body. It was recognized that people might want to make adjustments. In the interest of time, maybe what we should do on that point is agree to the next teleconference date so that we can continue over email to try and work out the best. Or failing that, the body could just ask me as it did in, if it was satisfied with how I performed on that, as it did in Houston, to just convene that next meeting and we could delay it. But I think before we leave this call, we need to populate the task force that we just formed because the time frame is relatively short. We actually only have about 6 or 7 weeks before that task force work is supposed to come back before the board. So
was that,
Dave,
one so information
I guess,
here? Was that on the agenda here?
It was part of the coordinating committee report. Once we've established that task force be formed, what I'm recommending is that at this moment we do that.
I second that.
All right. There's some members that are not here.
Roberts.
All right? Some members are not here. They're missing from the meeting.
I'm kind of a point. Matt, I have a question.
So,
first of all, Mr. Chair, there's 1 minute left on this item, but I have a question.
Okay.
I'm looking at the notes that were sent to us, and it reads, after 2 months of internal discussion, the task force will present recommendations to the Pacifica National Board by the April Pacifica National Board meeting regarding the structure and composition of the team to negotiate the Democracy Now! Contract. I'm confused about who makes up the task force if the task force is not the team to negotiate with with the Democracy Now! People. That's not clear. I thought the task force would do the negotiating. So the task force is going to come back to us and recommend a team to negotiate with Amy Goodman's company?
This is Leah.
Could you take it?
Yeah, that's exactly what we proposed. A two-stage process, one which is very expansive, which takes input from a lot of places, and one of the things that body decides is how to form the team that's going to, I mean, who should be sitting there in the room when the negotiations are going on. What we just passed was two separate bodies to do it and the process you described.
Okay.
We need a committee to create a committee.
All right. Ooh. All right. So I think the time is up for this item.
Yeah.
And
I move to extend. This is Lydia.
Okay. All right, Lydia, go ahead.
Okay, I move to extend it. Wait a minute. Dave, is this the last coordinating committee motion?
About the date, right?
Yeah.
For the meeting.
Lydia, go ahead.
No, okay. I move to extend 10 minutes.
I second.
All right. Any objections to extending time for 10 minutes? All right. Thomas, could you add 10 minutes to it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Go ahead. Dave, what is the...
I'm proposing that right now we ask for the coordinating committee members to volunteer to serve on the task force, and that a failing coordinating committee rep, we take volunteers from that signal area from other people.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
I'm the chair on that committee. On this right now, but I'm on the committee, coordinating committee. I'll offer myself to be on that.
And this is Wendy.
Okay, go ahead.
I volunteered to be on the committee.
Just as a point of order.
Yes.
The board
Who's
actually
that?
Needs to agree that we'll do that right now.
That's right.
This is an objection.
That's exactly right. All right. Go ahead, Dave. State your motion.
That we now take volunteers for PMB members to serve on the task force.
Any second to that?
I second.
Okay, seconded. Discussion. Discussion on that motion.
Maybe there's no objection.
Any discussion on that subject, on that motion? All right, there's no discussion on that. Any objections to adopting that motion? No objection to adopting a motion. So we go ahead and we proceed to populate that committee, task force.
Can I suggest a way to do this?
Go ahead, Greg.
Yes. If we simply list the names of those members on the coordinating committee and find out who on the call is willing to serve, you will be probably a long distance toward populating the committee.
Well, it's from each signal area, though. You have to be careful.
Yes. Well, you know, that's true.
Okay.
Could we do this?
I could just list the members of the coordinating committee, and then we'll see where we are.
Mary Bird, may I make a suggestion?
Go ahead, Mary.
why don't we ask which coordinating committee members on the call do not wish to volunteer to serve?
Just nominate people. Let's just move.
Right.
Well, let's just go through and see who's willing to do it.
This is going to, I have a suggestion here. Dave, it's going to take a long time. Is there a possibility we could do that through mail?
No.
No.
All right.
Just go ahead and start nominations.
Well, why do we nominate?
All right.
Your motion says that the coordinating committee serves unless members do not wish to.
But it's only one member from each.
That's right.
But there are several members from KPFA.
There's too much commotion here. Go ahead, Dave. I can't hear you.
I think you should just go station signal area by station.
That's right.
That's what I was suggesting.
Okay.
I have the list right in front of me.
Okay. Mary Bird, I'm KPFA. I volunteer to be on the committee.
Okay. And Sarv. Okay. KPFK.
Lydia and Dave are the members.
Wait a second. I'm on the coordinating committee.
We're talking about KPFK right now.
Yeah, but I'm at A. You were doing A.
That's right.
I just want to go for the record that I'm not interested.
Okay.
Chandra.
Thank you. Okay. KPFK.
This is Lydia.
Lydia and Dave.
Lydia declines.
Dave declines. We
recommend Don White.
Don White. Okay. KPF.
Does he accept?
Don?
I accept the nomination.
KPFT.
That would be Wendy.
Yeah, I guess I'll do it.
Okay, WBAI.
That would be Ray.
I would do it, yes. Ray, okay.
Yes.
WPFW.
That would be Ambrose, who's not present.
Well,
or AC.
AC, I will take it.
AC?
Yes.
Shouldn't we offer it to Ambrose since that's what the motion says?
Yes, it has to first go to Ambrose.
But it's cool to have AC as the backup.
In case, yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to move that we accept both nominations from Berkeley and that in the event that Ambrose declines, AC serve.
Could we accept both from WPFW as well?
Yeah. No, I object.
Excuse me, that would be an amendment to something previously adopted because we adopted only one member.
That's right.
Okay.
Pardon me.
All right. All right.
Have to choose between Mary and Sarv.
Excuse me.
No.
Mr. Chair, there are 5 minutes left on this. Actually, 4 minutes left on this item.
Thank you, Thomas. Thank you. All right. So, amendment here, Dave. What was that you said?
I changed my motion because of what I said.
We can't hear you, Dave.
I can't hear you.
I'm moving that that AC serve in the event that Ambrose declines.
Okay.
That one of the members is the secretary. We need to designate someone to accept, which I would recommend be by an email ballot to someone who volunteers who is not one of the two candidates from KPFA.
I'm happy to do it as chair of the coordinating committee.
Okay, that's fine, Dave. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, so we send our preference to Dave then.
Can you restate it? So what we're voting on is whether it should be Sarv or Mary from KPFA on the committee.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And I move that the deadline be, a week from today?
Week?
Is that too long?
An email ballot?
All right.
Within a week.
Dave, why don't you specify you're going to be counting?
Yeah, Dave, you.
Dave?
Okay.
What?
Well, how long do you want?
It's a question.
Within a week, Dave?
Let's handle it. I'll do it when I send it out. It'll be within a week.
Okay, good. That's it. Any objection to that? If not, then that's, that election will take place and they will take care of that part. Okay, so that we are end of that item.
Point of information.
No, we're not.
As incorporated.
No, we're not at the end of the item.
What other items left?
PMB meeting calendar.
A point of information.
Go ahead, Don.
Could we identify someone, possibly the executive director, as the convener of that committee, or who is the convener?
Which committee?
Not the negotiating, but the one we just created, which is the kind of fact-finding and broad investigation around the Democracy Now! Contract.
I think okay. Dave, can you convene that?
No, he's not on it. No.
Don White. Oh, I see.
I make a motion that the executive director be the convener of the task force.
That's fine.
Excellent.
Is there any objections to
that? I didn't hear that. Thank you.
Any second to that?
I second.
Second.
Okay. So, any objections to executive director convening the committee meeting? None. So the executive director will convene the meeting at any time frame.
As soon as possible.
After it's constituted.
As soon as possible. Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Thank you,
Mr. Chair. Mary.
Yes. Go ahead, Mary. Please speak a little louder because it's hard to hear.
It was agreed that the ACBS is serving A. If Ambrose declines, who is in charge of asking Ambrose if he wants to serve since he's not on the
executive
call?
Director could ask.
I'm sorry? The executive director will ask? Okay.
All right.
Is that acceptable, Greg?
No, no problem.
Okay.
Excuse me,
okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yes,
all the time has expired on this item. I move the agenda.
All the time has expired.
Please move the agenda.
Thank you.
I move to extend. You can't.
Please move the agenda. And D.C. is getting late, and I see we have about a few hours to go.
All right. So,
ask, please.
Well, we have to come up with meetings. Just a quick item.
Just one
for
second.
Process.
Hold it. One person at a time. Dave, go ahead.
I just want to ask, can we get board consent for Monday, March 19th, for our next telecom?
I oppose.
Let's do this.
I have a motion for that will put us into an email process so we cannot discuss it. If we can just extend 5 minutes.
Wait.
Point of order. I ask that we move the agenda.
Wait a minute. Let's move the agenda.
But
so,
we have to decide when we're going to meet again.
We'll move the agenda. The time is up.
A point of order. At time, it is in order to entertain a motion to extend.
Move to extend 5 minutes.
I second the motion to extend 5 minutes.
All right. Motion to extend 5 minutes. A second to that? Okay, it's been seconded. Any objections to extending 5 minutes? All right, Thomas, 5 minutes, that's it.
Okay, and may I be on the stack? This is Lydia, I have a motion.
Go ahead.
Okay, yes, I move that the chair send out a query for the March meetings as well as the rest of the meetings for the end of the year.
I don't think there's a relationship between
me doing that.
I think, Mr.
Chair? Yes. Please identify yourself because I have a hard time.
This is Dave. I think you need to amend it to say and be empowered to convene the next teleconference based on that feedback.
I accept that wording as well, but I want the main portion of my motion is for the entire board to be copied. So when we respond, when we send our preferences to the board chair, please send it to the entire board.
Lydia, please state your motion.
My motion is that the PNB be queried regarding PNB teleconference, no, regarding PNB calendar of meetings. And that each member copy the PNB with their response, and that the chair be empowered to convene the meetings based on the results of that query.
This is Wendy.
I second it.
Barb, did you hear me?
Okay. So I heard you, but I had to hear the person who seconded it.
I seconded it, Lisa.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, Wendy.
I'm going to ask the board that we please not vote for that and just vote to pick a date right now, because here we are all on the call.
Wendy.
And what?
You are out of order right now.
You recognized me.
She's making an amendment.
Okay, go ahead, but please.
She has the right to do that.
These are the motions, and there's amendment to it.
Yeah, and so I'm speaking to it.
Just to the amendment.
May I proceed?
Sure.
Okay, that this motion not be accepted, because it will take a lot of time, and right now we're in the process where we finally, or at least we will by the 28th, have all the LSVs will have chosen their PNB committee members, and they are all going to be scrambling to pick a date, and then we're all going to be looking at those dates, and we're going to say, oh, we don't know if we can do it, we can't do it, or we're going to pick those dates, and the PNB will be last. The PNB needs to be first, and then the committees can form around what the PNB decides. So I'm asking us to pick a date, and I'm asking us to I'm just going to go with Dave's original motion. Let's go. I amend the motion to say let's meet on March 19th at 5:30 p.m. Eastern.
That's a substitute motion.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, there's 1 minute left on this item.
Bob.
Okay. Okay. Bob. So, yes, Bob.
I support the original motion and oppose the amendment, first because what we have done in the past when we're picking dates, we give everyone a chance to say whether a date doesn't work for them or isn't possible, and then there's usually sort of a negotiating process. It's always a time-consuming process if we're going to be considerate of all board members. Plus, there's quite a few who are absent tonight. So I think the original motion makes sense. I just want to be very clear, Lydia. When you say empower the chair to pick the meeting, you mean only the March meeting, right?
Not what I hear.
Hello?
That's upon information,
no,
Bob?
No, actually, no. This is for a full calendar, a year's calendar of meetings. It doesn't have to take a long time. We do this at the LSB. I'm assuming most LSBs do this. So if you send it out by email, there are more members on the LSB than there are in the PMB. It should not be that much of a challenge. So I'm saying we pick our calendar, if we all decide. We already know what the question is. Which are the days we absolutely can't do? Which are the best days we can do preference? Dave will put out a really good query, I'm sure. And then we can all respond so that we can have regular meetings and have a year's worth. If we don't have enough notice, then we won't show up, as evidenced by today. So I strongly recommend this. So
time
is up, and
Excuse me. This is Thomas Ruffin. Mr. Chair, all of the time on this item has expired.
Okay.
I move
that's
to
what
extend
I was going to address.
5 minutes. This is
I
Lydia.
Would like to.
I'll move that we move. Let's move the agenda.
Is it possible to entertain a motion to on all amendments, unless somebody wants to extend time?
Point of order.
Go ahead.
Thank you. At the expiration of time,
we can't hear you, Dave.
All right. No amendments are in order unless you extend time.
Yes, there's a point of order. That's exactly right. It's a point of order. If the time has expired, we have to move to the next item.
No, you have to call the you vote on the questions that are pending.
The time has expired. The agenda takes priority. I'm making a point of order. And we really are moving on. This can be taken care of at another time. You know, the coordinating committee can contact us. Let's move the agenda, please.
Point of order?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Dave.
I do not believe the member is correct. According to Robert's rules, at the expiration of time, you move to a vote.
Okay. I would like to entertain a motion on all amendments and the main motion.
Point of order, you don't need to. We're at time.
Then let's go to Mary. Let's take a vote on the amendment that, second amendment, that Wendy's amendment on the March 19th meeting.
Okay, is that Wendy's or Dave's? That was Dave's original.
Wendy. Please state that, Wendy.
I move that the next telephone conference of the PNB be March 19th, 2007, and that we work on the rest of the schedule by email.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Any objections to that?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let's take a vote.
All right. AC Bird, are you there?
Pass.
Pass. Okay. Thomas Ruffin.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Lisa Davis.
No.
Ray LaForce.
I vote no.
Rip Robbins.
I vote no.
Sandra Hauptman.
Yes.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Michael Woodson?
No.
John White? John White. Okay. I'll come back to him. Mary Berg votes no. I'm sorry. I didn't. It's Sarve? Sarve Rondella?
Mary, I can't vote.
But you're not voting, that's right. Dave Adel.
I abstain.
Okay. Lydia?
No.
Bob Lederer?
No.
LaVarne Williams.
This is LaVarne, yes. But the vote is yes.
And you're voting yes, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, you're very soft, so that's why I thought you
asked. Okay. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay. A.C. Byrd, I'm coming back to you.
He already did that. He already voted.
I did not come back to A.C. Byrd. I'm sorry, I did not. He asked to pass, and I came back to him. Okay. I did not hear from Don White. Okay. He's not voting, I guess. Okay. So, the yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The noes. 6, 7, 8. And 1 abstention. So, it fails.
Okay. So, the motion is defeated. Let's go to the First Amendment. Any objections to adopting the First Amendment?
That's Lydia's motion.
Please read the First Amendment.
Yeah.
That the PNB be queried regarding the PNB calendar, that the full board be copied, and the chair be empowered to convene the meeting based on the results of the query.
Mm-hmm. Read that again, please.
No.
That the PNB be queried, I should have said by email, I'm sorry. By email regarding the PNB calendar, that the full board be copied and the chair be empowered to convene the meeting based on the results of the query.
And that's the fundamental motion, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, are there objections?
Any objections?
Let's have a vote, please.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Go ahead, Mary. Take a vote.
Okay, LaVon?
I pass.
Scott Lederer?
Yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello. Let's see, Dave?
Bertold.
Yes.
Dave votes yes. Okay. What was the voice I just heard?
Bertold.
Okay, you just arrived. Okay. How do you vote on this? Do you know what we're voting on?
I'll pass on that.
Okay. Mary Berg votes yes. Don White, are you present at this time? Don White? Okay, Michael Woodson? Michael Woodson? Okay, I'll come back to you. Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Sandra Halpern?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
I got you. That's Sandra, and she said yes. That's okay. Rip?
I vote yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin?
Abstain.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Okay. So, LaVon, you passed. You want to vote?
I abstained.
I'm sorry?
I abstain. I abstain. Sorry.
Yeah, okay, you abstain. Berto?
Abstain.
Did you call my name, Mary? This is Lydia.
Yes.
Yes, I did. You
okay.
You voted yes.
Okay.
Okay. So, Don White and Michael Woodson, are either of you present?
Yes, I apologize. I've been talking to you, Mary, but I was muted.
Don, how did you vote?
I'm voting yes.
You're voting yes. Okay, Michael Woods.
Michael Woodson votes
how
yes.
You vote yes.
Yes.
All right. There are no no's, 3 abstentions, and the remainder is yes, so it passes.
Thank you very much, and we move on to the next item. The motion passes.
Okay. Yeah, I believe then I resume the chair?
Yes.
Okay. Hang on, I'm getting back to the agenda. The next item on the agenda is the Personnel Committee report. We have 30 minutes. Thomas, you'll note that?
Yes, I'm watching it. 30 minutes from now.
On the last 30 minutes? Okay, if you could let us know at each 10-minute break, at each 10 minutes that we're through it, say 20 minutes remaining, 10 minutes remaining, 5 minutes remaining, and so forth. Who's the chair of the Personnel Committee and who's
I'm the pro tem secretary, so I'm going to announce the results of our vote, and the new chair of the Personnel Committee is Lydia Brisson, and therefore I recommend that she make the presentation.
Is Evelyn not on yet? Because she was supposed
no.
to. No, she's not. Okay.
No.
I must
say, are you prepared to make the report, Lydia?
Pardon?
Are you prepared to make the report?
I'll do it.
Next time.
Okay, so are we did Chandra want to speak first, or that was it?
I'm asking who is going to present the report.
Okay.
Did you want me to do it, or you want to do it?
No, that's all right, but I'd like the other 2 members of the Personnel Committee to help out here, since just to make sure, because we had quite a bit. Okay, the first and most important, I think, I'll do these in order of priorities and just stick to the motions before we get into other issues in case we run out of time. The first one is Bertel moved that up to $300 be allocated for HR Director Yolanda Thomas to hire an office temp to type up any written comments received related to the ED evaluation. And this was approved unanimously by the Personnel Committee. And the reason for this is because Yolanda has received some queries as to whether she would be able to type up their written comments. And so it grew out of that and the necessity for confidentiality that we find it to be imperative that handwriting not be recognized by members of staff, et cetera. So, so that's the motion that the committee is recommending. That's the first one.
Okay, the board does not need to approve amounts in that of that sort. There's but within our budget rules, the executives can allocate that. So it would only need to come to the board if the executives declined. Is there any Lonnie and or Greg? Is there any problem with allocating that funding?
No problem.
Then we don't need to vote on it. What's your next motion?
Okay, the next motion is that we move to extend the ED evaluation to March the 2nd. This was also unanimously approved by the committee. And the reason for that is that we didn't receive all of the consent from the PMB members until, like, Wednesday. And so there's a shorter period of time to notice the extension, which it was noticed. But until this first motion was passed, we were not able to communicate to other people who may be reticent about sending in their evaluation because of issues of confidentiality. And so we would like for the extension to be for it to be extended till next Friday.
That's before us. Is there any debate, or may we adopt
Quando information?
Yes,
Mr. Chairman, Quando information.
Go ahead.
I have been asked by some of the LSD members that they did not even receive the notice of extension of the first one to February 27th. Is there any reason for that?
I don't know. I understand that she sent that Yolanda sent it out on this last Thursday because we were not able to. We did not approve the extension officially until the last PMB member sent in their consent, which wasn't until Wednesday. And therefore, on Thursday, Yolanda sent out a notice of extension. And if there is any problem, they should contact Yolanda, and or you can contact Yolanda. I had to do that, I know, for one of the LSB members locally as well. And then she can send them out the form and the particulars if they did not receive a form.
Any other
Well, this is Wendy.
Go ahead.
So
wait. Was there somebody else also trying to be recognized? Okay. Go ahead, Wendy.
All I'm going to say is, so the thing that was sent out on Thursday, I thought it was actually Friday.
Maybe it was Friday.
Was that that it was extended until the 27th, which is Tuesday.
That's right.
You know,
so this motion is to extend it further until the 2nd. And the reason is because issues of confidentiality could not be included in that without the approval from the board on hiring a temp to type up the personal comments, et cetera, and other little issues like things that we're going to recommend about numbering the forms, and there will be no identifying information on any of the forms that could tie it to the individual, things like that. So none of that has been put out, members, and there are some confidentiality concerns. So we would like to have the additional time in case people refrain from sending it in because of that.
Okay, so let's just say we approve this. So how many days do we wait for the new extended date to be expressed to all the stakeholders? And, you know, I just want to express my extreme frustration with this whole process. We look like a bunch of idiots.
I agree, but this is what we have. And the point is that it's a work in progress. We can go into critiquing it, but I think it doesn't serve us well at this point.
Fine. And I would just like to, you know, also, I hate to even bring this all up, but this form, I think, is sort of a disaster. to give somebody a C if you think they're doing good when the ratings are A, B, and C, I just kind of wonder how, did you guys,
well,
did,
we,
did
well,
PND
we,
approve
if,
this form? I guess.
Yes,
excuse me, the debate is out of order. It's not relevant to the question.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right, thank you.